大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是麦杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要一起来看看，如果在工作场合遇到骚扰该怎么办，告诉你怎么说泼冷水，还要告诉你如何说意料之中。
Gosh, sexual harassment is the worst thing that could happen to anyone in the workplace. The workplace is supposed to be a safe place to work in. You shouldn't have to be looking over your shoulder all day.
I agree, but it's also a very delicate situation that needs to be handled correctly.
And we will give you some tips later. Now, let's go into today's lesson.
先来进入第一个单元 Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
breakdown. Breakdown is spelled B-R-E-A-K-D-O-W-N. Breakdown.
Breakdown 作为名词，有故障、崩溃的意思。
AAA predicts nearly 115,000 motorists in Virginia will require assistance with car breakdowns this summer.
美国汽车协会预计，今年夏天维吉尼亚州会有115,000辆车中途抛锚，需要帮助。
She suffered a nervous breakdown after her boyfriend walked out of her life.
被男友抛弃后，她陷入了精神崩溃状态。
News Corp CEO Rupert Murdoch has filed for divorce from his wife, Wendy Deng Murdoch, citing a breakdown in the relationship.
新闻集团首席执行官默多克提出与妻子邓文迪离婚的申请，理由是关系破裂。好的，今天我们学习的词是
breakdown, breakdown.Breakdown.
我听到邓文迪和默多克离婚的消息的时候太惊讶了。All the news was saying they were super happy together. And a breakdown in the relationship? What does that mean?
Relationships have to be maintained. If you don't spend enough time and energy managing it, it can easily fall apart.
That's true.Empathy, compassion, and the willingness to communicate are extremely important in any relationship.
Without mutual understanding of those things, a breakdown becomes par for the course.
没错，这正好是我们下面 words and idioms 要教的词。什么叫做 par for the course 呢？
Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第853讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
如今很多人在网上写的博客简直是让人难以置信。比如说昨天有个年轻的妈妈在博客里抱怨说，生了孩子以后再也没时间出去社交了，真没劲儿。抚养孩子当然要付出代价，要花费时间，这不是天经地义的吗？有什么好抱怨的呢？不过这倒是让我想起一个习惯用语，今天跟大家分享，那就是
par for the course. Par is spelled P-A-R and course C-O-U-R-S-E. Par for the course.
您打高尔夫球吗？这个习惯用语就是从高尔夫球来的。Par 指的是某个洞或是高尔夫整场打下来的标准击球杆数，比如说18洞72杆。说某件事情是 par for the course， 意思是正常的、意料之中的。就像我们刚才说的，有了孩子就不再有那么多时间出去社交了。
It's par for the course。
没错，您平时锻炼身体吗？注意饮食吗？如果既锻炼身体又注意饮食的话，你一定能长寿。相反的，不注意健康保健会有什么样的结果呢？让我们一起来听听下面这个人是怎么说的。
Grandpa has never gotten much exercise. He also hasn't watched what he eats. Is it any surprise that lab tests show he's got a variety of health problems? After not taking care of himself, his poor condition is par for the course.
这个人说，
我爷爷从来不锻炼身体，也不注意饮食，化验结果发现他身上一大堆毛病，这也就没什么好奇怪的了。常年不注意身体，结果当然会是这样。
我的一位伯父从十几岁就开始抽烟，65岁的时候突然戒了烟，同时开始每天游泳。很多人都觉得毫无意义，但是医生说改善生活习惯不论年纪大小都是有好处的。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
Grandpa has never gotten much exercise. He also hasn't watched what he eats. Is it any surprise that lab tests show he's got a variety of health problems? After not taking care of himself, his poor condition is par for the course.
Donna 最近刚刚升任部门经理，工资涨了，责任自然也就更重了，而且还要经常加班。但是他知道
That's all par for the course.
这些都是很自然的。现在经济不好，很多人找工作。下面这段话给那些经常在网上发信息的人提了个醒儿。让我们一起听听下面这段科技报道。
Do you frequently post on the internet? Sure, your friends can see comments you made about your old boss or your suggestive photo at a wild party, but potential employers might look too. These days, it's par for the course. Expect all kinds of people to be able to access your data.
报道里说，你经常在网上贴东西吗？确实，朋友可以看到你对原来老板的评价，也能看到你参加派对时拍的那些出格的照片。不过别忘了，一些用人单位也能看得到。如今这年头，这是很正常的，什么人都能看到你的信息。
我可能真是老了，不能接受新鲜事物了。我怎么也想不通的是，为什么会有人愿意把自己的隐私拿到网上，让大家都来看。好，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
Do you frequently post on the internet? Sure, your friends can see comments you made about your old boss or your suggestive photo at a wild party, but potential employers might look too. These days, it's par for the course. Expect all kinds of people to be able to access your data.
刚才说到年纪越大越不能接受新鲜事物。Is it par for the course? 肯定有人不同意，您觉得呢？好，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。谢谢各位的收听。
Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
Exactly. I've heard that potential employers are now going on Facebook and LinkedIn to check if you seem like a responsible and qualified employee. They also want to rule out those with weird habits.
So pay attention to what you post on your Facebook. Don't talk about things in the office, and don't ever make jokes relating to politics, religion, or sexual orientation.
没错 Mike, you need to be careful. I'm so grateful that we have a great work environment. 今天啊 Business Etiquette 里的 Claire 就没那么好运了。咱们一起来听听是怎么回事吧。
礼节美语。
Jessica 看到同事 Claire 情绪很低落。
Hey, Claire, you look sad. What's up?
I guess I'm a bit depressed.
Having a bad hair day?
No, that's not it.
Oh, come on, you can confide in me. I know how to keep a secret.
Okay, but you really have to keep this to yourself. I don't want to cause trouble.
Wow, sounds serious.
You know my boss, Kevin?
Sure, I've met him at a couple of company functions.
Jessica 开玩笑问 Claire 情绪低落是不是
Having a bad hair day?
意思是因为不顺，心情不好。Jessica 说自己嘴很严，所以 Claire 可以
confide in me，
把秘密告诉我。Claire 告诉 Jessica 说事情跟自己的上司 Kevin 有关。嗯，听起来好像挺严重的。
Well, he keeps commenting on how pretty I am, and he frequently touches my shoulders. He says I look tense and could use a massage.
And this makes you uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I don't like it. I have a boyfriend, and I'm not interested in Kevin at all. Plus, he's my boss, and it's just a weird feeling.
That sounds like sexual harassment to me.
Really? Do you think it's that serious?
原来 Claire 的上司 Kevin 经常夸她漂亮，还动手动脚，让 Claire 很不舒服。 Claire 说她有男朋友，而且
I'm not interested in Kevin.
对 Kevin 没兴趣。 Jessica 肯定地说这是性骚扰。
Sexual harassment.
这么说来，性质可就严重了。
The workplace is supposed to be a comfortable place to work in. You shouldn't have to be looking over your shoulder all day. It's the responsibility of a boss to make sure your work day is safe and productive.
Well, every time he comes out to speak to me, I worry he's going to do or say something that makes me uncomfortable.
That's sexual harassment, and it's a crime.
Jessica 说，工作单位应该安全舒适，员工不需要随时随地提心吊胆。
You shouldn't have to be looking over your shoulder all day.
Claire 承认，每次 Kevin 跟他讲话，他都很紧张，生怕 Kevin 的举止会让自己感到别扭。不过他又说，
But overall, he's a pretty good boss, and most of the people in the office like him. I don't want to be the one to stir up trouble. Maybe I'm too sensitive.
Sexual harassment is a common problem. I remember I once had a boss who kept asking me out on a date, even though I was married and wearing my wedding ring.
What did you do about it?
Claire 说 ,Kevin 总的来说是个不错的老板,大家都很喜欢他,所以
I don't want to be the one to stir up trouble.
不想当那个挑起是非的人 Jessica 说性骚扰是个很常见的问题自己就曾经遇到过一个老板明知道他已经结婚还三番五次的要跟他约会 Jessica 是如何处理的呢我们下次继续听
Claire 情绪不高原来是因为他的上司 Kevin 总是对他动手动脚 Sexual harassment 性骚扰Jessica 说，工作环境应该是舒适的。You shouldn't have to look over your shoulder all day long. 不该成天提心吊胆。但是呢 ,Claire 不想 stir up trouble, 挑起是非。
Luckily, I have never been exposed to this. But I have heard that it is common for young women to experience harassment in the workplace. In my opinion, you need to tell the person that they are making you uncomfortable. And if they still don't stop, then you need to report them.
Oh, what a horrible situation. Let's keep listening to Jessica and see what advice she can offer to Claire.
礼节美语
Claire 告诉她的同事 Jessica, 上司 Kevin 对她动手动脚,让她很不舒服。Jessica 说,这是性骚扰,自己以前也曾经遇到过。她的做法是
One day, when my boss made a joke about my body, I spoke up and told him in front of several colleagues that I thought he was out of line. I told him what he's doing is sexual harassment. He never did it again, but he also never spoke to me again.
See, that's what I'm worried about. I want him to stop, but I don't want to cause a scene.
Well, sometimes you don't have a choice. You can't let this guy get away with it.
Jessica 说有一次他当着同事的面告诉老板不要太过分。
I told him I thought he was out of line.
这里的 out of line 意思是出格。
But is it really sexual harassment? Could he just be a rude person?
If he comments on your appearance or body, or if he asks questions or comments about your personal life,That's considered harassment. You have a responsibility to stop him so he doesn't do it to someone else.
Yeah, I guess so. But what should I do?
You can report him to a superior, but before you do that, maybe you should confront him first.
Claire 还是不敢肯定 Kevin 的行为是不是够得上性骚扰。Jessica 说，如果他对你的外表或个人生活过分关心或说三道四，就属于骚扰。他建议 Claire 直接去找 Kevin 谈一谈。
I suggest you look Kevin right in the eye and clearly and slowly tell him that you want him to stop touching you and commenting about your appearance. Don't smile or joke. This should be a serious conversation. When you finish speaking to him, just walk away and let him think about it.
And if it happens again?
Then you report him to company supervisors. If they're smart, they will take care of it. Otherwise, they know they could get sued.No one likes a lawsuit.
Jessica 说应该直接去找 Kevin 明明白白地告诉他希望他以后不要再动手动脚或是品头论足。如果还是不行再去找公司高层。如果他们聪明的话
They will take care of it.
他们就会妥善处理。
No one likes a lawsuit.
没人愿意吃官司。
Could I maybe write him a letter? I'm not good at face-to-face confrontation.
That could work as well. Or, if you'd like, I'd be happy to stand with you when you talk to him. Might be nice to have some support, and I'd be a witness as well.
Thanks, Jessica. You're a real friend. I'm sorry to drag you into this.
Not at all. We ladies have to stick together, right?
Yeah, thanks.
Claire 想写信给 Kevin 表示自己的意思，因为
I'm not good at face-to-face confrontation.
意思是我不擅长面对面的直接对抗。Jessica 很够意思，主动表示愿意陪着 Claire 去找 Kevin， 给 Claire 壮壮胆。
显然 Kevin 对 Claire 的态度是 out of line， 出格了。但是 Claire 呢又不想 cause a scene， 把事情闹大。 Jessica 说，如果有人对你性骚扰，一定要坚定地 confront him， 跟他对峙，让他以后再也不敢这么做。
I agree. You have a responsibility to stop him so he doesn't do it to someone else.
True. And if confrontation doesn't work out, you should always go to higher management to get it solved，
把任何罪恶都消灭在萌芽状态。
All right, let's take a break from the serious topic. Why don't we do another Learn a Word?
Learn a Word.
Today, we're going to learn the word
keep in check. Keep is spelled K-E-E-P, keep, and check, C-H-E-C-K, check. Keep in check.
To keep something in check, 意思是约束、控制某事。美国乔治华盛顿大学的研究人员说
A 15-minute walk three times a day after meals helps people in their 70s and 80s to keep their blood sugar levels in check.
每天三次饭后走15分钟有利于七八十岁的人控制血糖水平。
Bank Indonesia's new governor said that keeping inflation in check would be one of the central bank's top priorities.
印尼央行新行长说，控制通货膨胀将是央行的工作重点之一。好的，今天我们学习的词是
keep in check, keep in check, keep in check。
I always stand for half an hour after meals. I've heard that it will help keep your weight in check.
Based on what I see, I seriously doubt that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.I'm just getting back at you. I didn't mean to pour cold water on you. Actually, I think you look really fit these days.
Watching your intake and keeping a regular exercise schedule, that's the trick.
诶，你刚才提到了一个俗语 pour cold water on. Let's check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众现在播送美国习惯用语第854讲，我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
有时候觉得当父母可真不容易。最近我们同意女儿重新粉刷自己的房间，谁知道她要刷成黑色，明知道她会不高兴，我们还是决定要她打消这个念头。在英文里这叫
pour cold water on。 Pour is spelled P-O-U-R。 Pour cold water on
Pour cold water on 是很容易理解的，就是中文里说的泼冷水。虽然我们同意让女儿自己选择房间的颜色，但是黑色已经超过了我们的容忍范围。
You just have to pour cold water on that choice.
没错，我女儿虽然有些不高兴，但是最后还是同意妥协，这才让我们长长的出了一口气。让我们一起听听下面这些人最近遇到了什么丧气的事情。
A spokesperson for the company had announced that we'd all be getting raises at the end of the year. Unfortunately, she made the announcement before the board of directors reviewed our financial situation. Given our recent losses, they decided it was best to pour cold water on the increases for now. They didn't want to go ahead with a plan that made little sense.
这个人说，公司发言人刚刚宣布员工年底一律加薪。糟糕的是，他宣布这一消息赶在了董事会审查财政状况之前。由于公司最近亏损，董事会决定最好先不提涨工资的事。他们不愿意批准一项不合情理的计划。
如果公司亏损超过了预期，这种决定是可以理解的。 我妹妹原来打算到哥斯达黎加去玩，谁知道那儿突发地震，她只好推迟了行程。
It poured cold water on her itinerary.
好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
A spokesman for the company had announced that we'd all be getting raises at the end of the year. Unfortunately, she made the announcement before the board of directors reviewed our financial situation. Given our recent losses, they decided it was best to pour cold water on the increases for now.They didn't want to go ahead with a plan that made little sense.
刚才说到，由于地震，我妹妹没能按计划到哥斯达黎加去玩，十分失望。下面例子里的一个男子本来打算去拉斯维加斯玩个痛快，结果呢？让我们一起来听听。
My buddies and I organized a fun weekend in Las Vegas.But then my girlfriend poured cold water on the trip. She made it clear that she wasn't about to let me go to Sin City. She was afraid that four guys together would get in too much trouble with all the casinos and bars there.
她说，
我们几个哥们儿准备好一起去拉斯维加斯痛痛快快过个周末。结果我女朋友搅局，她明明白白地告诉我不让我去罪恶之城。他担心那里到处都是赌场和酒吧，四个男人肯定会惹祸。
拉斯维加斯素有 Sin City 罪恶之城的称号，不过除了赌场和酒吧以外，那里也有很多超级享受的餐馆和演出。这倒让我想起今年度假可以到拉斯维加斯去。
Don't you think your husband would pour cold water on that one?
Oh, he probably would. 好，我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
My buddies and I organized a fun weekend in Las Vegas. But then my girlfriend poured cold water on the trip. She made it clear that she wasn't about to let me go to Sin City. She was afraid that four guys together would get into too much trouble with all the casinos and bars there.
这个习惯用语是从救火来的，这一点恐怕不难理解。如果大家在学习习惯用语的过程中遇到任何困难，尽管跟我们联系，我保证。
We're not going to pour cold water on your enthusiasm for learning.
我们绝不会给大家的学习热情泼冷水。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓林。谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms.Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
I hate to pour cold water on your weekend plans, Mike, but you're gonna have to come in this weekend to help edit.
That's okay, Youngling. I can get done in 2 hours what it takes you 8 hours to do. Plus, I never say no to overtime.
Yeah, as if. 好了，同学们，这次节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议，或者想提什么问题 ，or if you have something bad to say about Mike， 请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com。
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。1, 2, 3，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English， 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛。 美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的终极课程。Phil 想去拉斯维加斯玩，可是没有租到合适的车，所以他决定向自己的朋友 Tom 借敞篷车。
Winnie, if you had a nice convertible, would you lend it to a friend to go to Las Vegas?
可以借啊，不过啊，条件是要带我一起去拉斯维加斯。
Well, hello, Phil. This is certainly a surprise. What are you doing at my apartment?
Oh, no reason. I haven't seen you in a while, so I thought I would go see my very, very good friend Tom.
Oh, really? Well, something tells me that isn't the only reason. You never come by unless you want a favor.
What? Of course not. I just came by because I like you and wanted to say hello.
Come on, Phil. You can't fool me. What do you want?
It sounds like Tom has given Phil lots of favors before.
可不是吗？ Phil 以前啊一定经常麻烦 Tom， 这次他虽然一直和 Tom 套关系，但是 Tom 似乎有点不为所动哎。
Well, all right. I want to drive to Las Vegas this weekend. Would it be possible for me to borrow your car?
You want to borrow my car? But it's brand new. I've only made one payment.
I know, but I promise I'll be really careful
I don't know. Las Vegas is a pretty wild place. I don't want anything to happen to my car.
看来啊 ，Tom 不愿意把车借给 Phil， 因为他的车是新买的。而且啊，拉斯维加斯那种地方什么人都有，把自己的新车交给别人还真不放心呢。
Exactly. But do you know what Tom meant when he said he had only made one payment?
Tom 说的 payment 就是每个月要还的买车贷款。他说啊。自己才只还了一个月的钱。
Oh, please. I'm a really good driver. I'll return it without a scratch.
You, a good driver. You don't even know how to parallel park.
Don't worry. I won't park it on the street. I'll park it in the hotel parking lot.
People really like to party in Las Vegas. I'm worried someone who has been drinking and driving will hit my car and damage it.
Don't worry. I'll only drive during the day.
Tom 担心有人 drinking and driving 酒后驾车会撞坏自己的车，可是却丝毫不担心车里的人 Phil 的安全，这算什么朋友啊？
Well, it's a brand new car. It probably has airbags and plenty of safety features.
那倒也是，新车啊都会配备 airbags 气囊和其他的 safety features 安全设备。不过 Professor Bowman, Tom 说 Phil 不会 parallel park。这是什么意思啊？
The word parallel, P-A-R-A-L-L-E-L, means extending in the same direction. So, parallel park is to park directly behind another car.
Oh, parallel 是平行的意思，所以 parallel parking 就是在街上平行停车，或者叫入库停车。Phil 不会 parallel parking, 所以他保证只把 Tom 的车停在酒店停车场。
All right, Phil, I'll lend you my car. But there are some rules.
Sure. What are they?
First, no speeding. If you get a ticket in a speed trap, I will never lend you my car again.
Of course not. I'll drive really slow.
Rule number two, no talking on your cell phone while you drive.
Of course. I promise I won't talk on my phone.
Rule number three, if you make any money gambling, you give half to me.
Well, you drive a hard bargain.But it's a deal.
Tom 最终啊还是同意借车了，不过他要求 Phil 不能超速，不能开车时打电话，而且啊，如果在赌场里赢了钱，就要分一半给他呢。
Do you think that's a good deal?
我觉得就像 Phil 说的 ，Tom drives a hard bargain， 太能讨价还价了。
But I think it's a fair deal. Let's tune in next time to learn about Phil's trip to Las Vegas.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me， 网址是 www.goenglish.me。